Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, having some technical difficulties today, so I don't think we're going to be running ads, and we are starting half an hour later today with it being New Year's Eve, but this is Barefoot is Legal Radio. I am one of your hosts, Phoenix, and Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as, you know, health benefits, just, you know, just empowering, supporting, you know, and providing other information. So we just want to make everybody feel empowered and motivated and inspired and whatever that looks like for them, you know, to just live their barefoot lifestyle in peace. And, you know, and I forgot to mention, Audrey is, I think she's supposed to be on at some point today. I'm not sure. I think she had some things that came up in her life. Everything's been crazy for everyone lately. She's not in, like, you know, not anything too serious, but she isn't on with us today. But this is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Is there a caller on? Okay. Okay, so I had some media examples that I did kind of want to talk about with, you know, barefooting today. But first, I do want to highlight the fact that most people don't know that barefooting is legal. And I know that's the name of our organization, and most of us by now are like, yeah, you know, duh. But for those who are listening who, you know, may not be familiar with the organization, yes, it is that simple. And, but it's also not that simple. Unfortunately, a lot of people have been conditioned to think that it is illegal because of just so many ideas that are just rooted in ignorance and intolerance. And it honestly blows my mind. It does. Because I even used to, I don't know if I ever really believed it was illegal. It was not something that I didn't really think much of, but I thought, I didn't think it was like something completely illegal, but I thought that if, you know, a business wasn't okay with it, that they, you know, could just kick me out. I thought that that was something that, you know, business owners could decide, you know, especially with small businesses, but it's not. And a lot of people though think it is, but no, that's actually against the law. So if you are in public and somebody tells you that works there, whether they are the owner or just an employee, and they tell you you can't be there for barefooting, they're the ones breaking the law. And I'm kind of in disbelief now that I, you know, believed that it was something that people could decide. But at the same time, you know, I'm all about freedom, so I can understand that. But if we really think about it, freedom is having control over our bodies. And barefooting is that simple. It is having control over our bodies and doing what's right for us and whatever that may be. And it's not a simple thing either. There are so many dimensions. There's so many aspects of barefooting. And those key reasons, they may on the surface look the same, you know, for why certain barefooters barefoot. So for example, like physical health issues or religious reasons, on the surface, it may appear that they barefoot for the same exact reason or the same exact way. But when you really talk to people, when you really get to know them, you'll realize that it's way more different. It's way more individualized. And so it's going to be, you know, different for everyone. And so if there's somebody listening that's like, oh, okay, that's weird, well, maybe we need to think about why that's weird. I mean, why? And I don't think we take the time to question that enough is, well, why do you think it's weird? And that could be so many different reasons for so many different people. Some people just think it's gross and unclean. And, you know, maybe that is a personal preference. And I'm not here to judge you because really that's whatever. If it's a personal preference, why do you feel the need to enforce other people to do it? You know, that could stem from much deeper things. Is it a fear? Are you letting fear control you? Are you letting fear dictate you? Or, excuse me, or is it misinformation? Because a lot of the times we're taught to be, which is also connected to fear, but sometimes it's not so much so that you're controlled by that fear. Because, you know, you get the fear fanatics or, you know, those that are paranoid. And that's not me trying to be rude when I say fanatics. It's just the brain, my word association right now. And because I even have struggled with, you know, paranoias and phobias. And that was something that I really had to work on and figure out. And I am somebody that struggles with anxiety. But my mom has a lot of OCD tendencies. And so there were a lot of things that I, you know, was bothered by, but I'm also neurodivergent. And when you get into that, there are certain things that can, you know, bother you. But we need to kind of take the time to think, okay, well, why does this bother you? Because it could just be a personal thing that has nothing to do with anyone else that is going about their daily life. Or maybe it's a misinformation thing. So it's not so much so that you're, you know, obsessing or have a phobia or any sense. Maybe it's just a misinformation thing. And so maybe you just need to think about that. A lot of people think you're going to get foot fungus from being barefoot. And no, that's actually the opposite. And that was something I never really thought of, but I've had a lot of people when seeing me barefooting in situations, whether that's the first time they find out that I'm barefooting is by seeing me do it or talking about it or mentioning that, you know, I co-host the radio show. They're like, oh, can't you get foot fungus? And some of them are, you know, grossed out. Some of them are really honestly just worried, you know, and it's not like they're freaking out, like, you know, either like necessarily like they're afraid, but it's just a concern. They're like, can't you get that? Like, and it's not always that they're trying to control me either. Cause, and some people, you know, unfortunately do just like to control others. But usually a lot of people I've found in my life currently, it's just they don't understand and they're concerned. And so then I explain to them, like, no, that's actually the opposite of what happens. Usually I'll get foot fungus in general, but from barefooting. But if you... What was I saying? I think I just tripped up myself and then I was trying to explain what I was saying. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let me just get to the point. Sorry. If you're someone that gets foot fungus, barefooting will actually help you because foot fungus in general and mold, they are going to grow in, you know, hot, moist, dark places. And unfortunately, shoes are the perfect way for that to build up, which is really gross. And like, sorry if that was me badly explaining it. I just don't even want to think about it because it's just, gross to me. But I will be honest that there were times in my life that I did struggle with like athlete's foot, and barefooting has helped a lot. Now in the colder months when it's cold and you need to wear shoes at times, at least for me, and I'm saying need is, and that's not always true for everyone. I'm not trying to force on everybody, but there are a lot of times you need to keep in mind where, depending on where you live and depending on your tolerance, there are times when people need to wear them. And that's okay. That doesn't make you any less of a barefooter if you're putting your safety first. Please put your safety first. We at barefoot is legal encourage you to put your safety first. That's why we encourage barefooting in the first place, but that's also why I am not here to shame, and none of us are here to shame and judge you for if you need to wear them for your health and safety, because that's the number one priority, as it should be. And health and safety isn't just physical health and or physical health in the traditional sense, or safety that is physical in the traditional sense. You know, a lot of times people who are neurodivergent, it can be a sense of physical safety, but it can be a sense of just awareness, emotional safety, mental safety that also is factored into barefooting. So, you know, this is our number one priority in general, is just your health and safety. It just as an individual, but also as a collective, you know, just caring about each other's, and we need to be more empathetic, I think, as a society to what other people are going through. You go online a lot of the times, that's all you see is conflict, people judging others. I haven't seen too much on barefooting, being judged personally. So I'd say at this point, a lot of the media I follow, barefooting's brought up, it's positive. But we also have to keep in mind the algorithm is going to go based upon, you know, what you're liking and whatever you're liking and whatever I'm liking are probably different. So we're only seeing the side of the internet that's geared towards what the algorithm knows based upon likes and interactions that we, you know, okay, these are the people that you want to see, this is the content you want to see, okay, here you go. And so I think that's something we need to consider too, is how the media that we see, it is very, I don't know how to put this into words without sounding crazy. Because it is a very true and factual thing, but it sounds so crazy to people. But we have to remember, no, literally, the media that we see and that we are consuming, there is a system behind it, you know, and who is seeing what. And so we're really only seeing what we like or want to see, but also, I mean, it is also much deeper and more complicated than that too. And so we just need to be aware of that. And so I think that's why it's important to talk to people and listen to people and hear what they have to say, but also just be more empathetic in general. Just be kinder. And I don't mean be nice, and I can struggle with that myself. You know, nice is where you're pleasant. But pleasant people are people that live without boundaries a lot of the time. And boundaries, you know, those are your stopping points. And so, you know, we should have stopping points. And so there are some people that they don't care about anything, they, you know, so anything goes. And I'm all about, you know, freedom, you do you, but you have to have lines, you know, and that is when it comes to people's health and safety. And that's also probably one of the things I think that barefooting, why that should be, and I mean, it is a right, but that's why I believe that it should be. I'm agreeing that it is. My brain for a second. Here's someone. Okay, so this whole time. Sorry, my computer's being weird, so I couldn't tell what was going on if Audrey got on. Okay, sorry. Sorry, guys. I got distracted with my computer, and now I'm trying to remember where I was going on my roll with. I was talking about. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. I got distracted. I had gotten another call on, and I thought Audrey was on the other line, but it's not. And I got distracted, so I'm trying to remember my train of thought. I'm so sorry. But I am also, okay, we're about 16 minutes in. Okay. If I remember it, sorry, something in my throat. I need to drink water. Okay, guys. So we're about 16 minutes in. So if she calls in, I should get her on. I thought we had an extra call that came on. But, and if I remember where I was going with that, I will get back to it. But I was talking, I know I was talking earlier about the athlete's foot thing. But, yeah, no, guys, go on barefoot. Will not cause athlete's foot. It will not cause foot fungus. That is a myth. So, and that's why we really need to be careful about what we're consuming and the media that we are aware of, or be aware of the media we are consuming, and how we're only seeing things that are what we like and what the algorithm thinks we like. But also, it is much deeper than that, and I'm not going to get into all that. And so that's why we need to listen to each other and just be more empathetic. I think that's where I was going the lines of. And just be more empathetic. Just take the time to listen to others. And so the next time that you feel the need to judge and criticize why somebody's doing something, just stop for a second and consider what it's like to walk their path. And I'm not going to say what it's like to, you know, stand in their shoes or whatever, because most of us are barefooters here if you're listening. So you don't know what it's like to walk somebody's path until you have walked it. And so if you feel the need to judge somebody, take a second. And why? Why? Why are you judging them? Because that could be a you thing. But also, what's going on in their life? Because judging people isn't always a bad thing. We judge character all the time. That's how we judge if somebody is a safe person to be around or an unsafe person to be around. That's how we judge if somebody is, you know, what we think of a good person, you know, or are they a bad person? So we need to stop, you know, getting too caught up in, you know, judgment always being a bad thing. The biggest thing is don't condemn others, you know, don't tear others down. But not to be confused with condone, which, you know, is to allow things. But, you know, are you tearing people down for no reason? And so that's where you need to analyze where your judgment's coming from. Why are you judging them? Because it is so quick and it is so easy to just assume that, oh, this is illegal, or that's illegal, or, oh, that's unsafe, or that's unhealthy, or, oh, why are they doing that? Why are you barefoot? You know, oh, can't you get foot fungus? You know, things like that. Or isn't that illegal? Like, ew, what are you doing? Take a second. And, you know, people, like, think this all the time. And so, you know, some of this may be for people within the barefooting community, and some of this may be for people listening who aren't. But either way, take the time to analyze. But there are even people that, you know, want to judge others in general on how you barefoot. And that's not to say all barefooters are like that, because I know a lot that aren't. But unfortunately, you know, the internet is a wide and broad place. So I think it is a lot easier to find those people at times. I personally haven't had too much hateful experiences though, but like I was saying, the algorithm is more geared towards what I'm seeing. So I'm not seeing too much negative things, but other people, you could have, you know, 1, 2, 3 bad interactions with somebody, and then the next thing you know, those kinds of people are flocking to your posts, you know? And so that's why, honestly, too, if somebody's being hateful, you can delete their comments. Honestly, sometimes that is better than fighting with people, but it is also important to address, don't put up with stuff, you know? And this isn't necessarily to say, like, anything's happened, but in general, I do notice that there is a lot of judgment in the world in general that isn't necessarily good and healthy judgment, that is kind of stepping on the lines of, you know, just condemning others, or just is. And although I haven't seen too much of it towards barefoot, it's in general, but I know other people that are, you know, telling, you know, that in my personal life that, you know, barefoot have told me, you know, about their experiences. And it blows my mind, you know, to this day. And I know I haven't been, I don't know, I think I've been doing this radio show with Audrey for around a year now, something like that. And so I know I haven't been doing it that long, but at this point it blows my mind. I feel like this year a lot has happened, and I think we've been seeing a lot of change, and I think that's a good thing. And that's why I'm really not pessimistic right now about, you know, the judgment and, you know, that isn't good judgment, that is, you know, just condemning and tearing down others. And talking about that, I'm not really pessimistic about it. I don't think it's something that, you know, we need to harbor on, you know, too much longer or anything. But there's a lot of potential here. And so we need to be, you know, clear about our intentions moving forward. It's, you know, a new year. Is, you know, we're on the we're about to embark on a new year or whatever, you know, we're on the cusp. So I just kind of, you know, want to put that out there. Like, we need to be thinking about the intentions that we're setting when we're moving forward with this new year. How are we interacting with others? What are our goals? What motivates us? Because we can even be motivated by bad things. It's really easy to get motivated by the wrong things. Sorry. Yeah, throat. Let me take another drink of water. Ugh, this time of year, it's like my throat always gets so sore. But with this new year moving forward, it is really important to think about what is motivating us. And I haven't been posting recently. I plan on coming back to posting on, you know, my astrology account here in the future. But for those that are interested, Mars is actually in retrograde, and it's in Taurus, which is an earth sign, which I will get into a second with grounding and how that relates to barefooting and how this also relates to the new year and motivation. So it might sound a little messy, but I promise it all intertwines. So Mars is our motivation, and when planets are in retrograde, it is considered to be a period of transformation, change, reevaluation, just general reflection, you know, reevaluating your life. Retrogrades are going to be more specific to whatever that planetary body is associated with. So the planet Mars is associated with our motivation. It is also associated with war and conflict, but it's so much more than that. But also, conflict isn't just intense conflict. I know a lot of people have been having heavy, heated discussions and arguments. I mean, it seems like everybody I know personally, you know, tempers have been high for, like even myself, lately, I will be honest, at times. I mean, I've been managing well, but I've noticed that a lot of other people are dealing with that. But this period of time is meant to teach us something. Our frustrations, they're meant to teach us something. Our emotions are teachers, and that's where we need to ground ourselves and take the time to connect with them and understand, why am I feeling this? If you're getting an intense emotion towards something, that means there's probably something going on that you've been ignoring, neglecting, not dealing with, and this is your last straw. And so that's kind of the energy associated with Mars and Mars in retrograde, so conflicts, but also our general motivation. What guides us? What are our goals? What are we passionate about? What's that spark that just keeps us going? And so those are important things I think a lot of people are reflecting on too with the new year. And with this being in Taurus, that's an earth sign. And earth having to do with nature, and I know it's winter, so it's like, what nature? But I don't know how many of you, you know, like what the weather is like around you that are listening. But here we had weather that was, I think it was 60 degrees yesterday. I could check on my phone what it is now and maybe reference kind of, I think it was warmer. Yeah, because it's 49 now, and it was definitely warmer, but I'm pretty sure it got up to 60 yesterday here in Ohio, or at least the Dayton, Ohio area. But I went outside. I made the most of it. I went on a barefoot hike. I had a great time with that. I'll get more into that in a second. But with Taurus and being related to the earth, earth does represent nature, but it's not, nature isn't just outside. We have to remember nature is a part of ourselves. It's a part of our lives. And our own bodies are nature. It drives me crazy how in Western culture, or I feel like especially in American culture, but I do see that changing. The younger generation, you know, like myself, because I'm 21, so I you know, I'm a part of the younger generation, but I'm not that young either. It's complicated. Some people are like, oh my gosh, you're like a baby. And then some people are like, oh, okay, yeah, you're 21. But the younger generation, like my age group, but younger even, and even those a little bit older than me, are definitely kind of going back more to the natural and definitely a lot more spiritual and esoteric type, which referring to like spiritual knowledge and studies. I don't know. There's definitely a change occurring for sure. And we need, and not even just because it's a new year, we need to be a part of that change for sure. And so it drives me crazy how in American culture, it's just, we're so isolated from our bodies. We've been so self-alienated from our bodies. And that's why grounding is so important. It's important to reconnect with your body. But we shouldn't even have to reconnect with our body. We should be connected and then have to realign. We shouldn't have to necessarily reconnect. You know, computers need calibrated, but that doesn't necessarily mean they get disconnected or that, you know, they're taken off the Wi-Fi or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say, or off the system. I'm also not a huge computer person. Like, I understand, like, the basics, you know. I'm 21, so I'm young enough to understand social media, the internet, and things like that better. But I'm not the super tech savvy type. I know a lot of people who are, and I'm definitely impressed. So I'm sorry if my terminology doesn't make sense at times when I'm making computer references. But it is important to connect ourselves and stay connected and realign. Computer systems need calibrated, recalibrated at times, and sometimes we need to be recalibrated. But that doesn't mean we should have to reconnect, is where I'm trying to get at. And our bodies are a part of nature. And most belief systems, if you get into it, and even including science, you know, we come from nature. So why are we so disconnected? Why do we think that humans are such a disconnected thing? You know, I'm looking right now from where I'm sitting in my apartment, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plants in my line of view if I turn my head like, you know, each direction. And, you know, I'm a weird nature person. I love plants. I'm we'll be honest, at times I'm always the best at taking care of them, especially if I'm going through a lot, if my physical health isn't doing well. But it is important to connect with nature, and that can be different for all of us. Not everybody wants to go hiking in the woods. Not everybody wants to go climb a mountain. But some people do want to do those things. Not everybody wants to have a bunch of plants in their homes. But I want to have as many as I can take care of. So connecting with nature, including our bodies, is going to be very different for everyone. I have a lot of, chronic health issues. And so the way I connect to my body and the way that barefooting is an integral way of, I guess, coping or dealing with my health conditions would be a good way of saying it. But I almost want to say it's like barefoot is medicine. You know how people say, my throat again, but that may not be a good reference to use on there right now. But basically saying, you know, certain people say certain herbs, I guess I'll just say, you know, are medicine, but that's how I want to be about barefooting, is barefoot is medicine, because at this point, that does sound fanatic, and I don't consider myself a fanatic. I consider myself very practical, and I know that sounds, you know, a little over the top, but when you really get into it, it has helped a lot. It's helped a lot with my back issues, my chronic pain issues. In a lot of ways, most things haven't. And that includes medications prescribed by doctors. And it's helped with my mental health more than medications prescribed by doctors, as crazy as that sounds. But I am, you know, neurodivergent and still figuring things out, you know, being diagnosed later in life. And so that I won't talk about it too much necessarily, because I'm still kind of figuring out what works for myself. And but barefooting has been a key part of that, for sure. There's no denying that, in my opinion. Like, I don't know how I could. I've noticed that I have a lot of sensory issues. I hate to think about it, but I think every neurodivergent person or person that just hates shoes in general just knows what it feels like to just be so overwhelmed. And maybe not everybody, but I think most of us know this feeling where it's overwhelming and you feel off. It's hard to even describe because you don't feel connected to your body. So it's like this annoying thing. And sometimes being neurodivergent, I'm always aware of things in general, but I'm not always aware of like my mannerisms or the things that are bothering me because my attention is not being diverted to them directly. I get overwhelmed with sensory information at times, and then I'm like, my brain's all scattered and it sucks. But barefooting definitely helps. It does. I will get overwhelmed by the feeling of just shoes on my feet and not even realize that's what's causing it. But also with having chronic pain issues and chronic health issues, my cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, tends to be higher. And when I'm not aware of that my, you know, shoes are causing that irritation, that overstimulation, I'm not always aware that that's also causing added cortisol levels and stress. And a lot of neurodivergent people, that's what's happening, is when they're overstimulated by their shoes, is, you know, their stress hormone, the stress hormone cortisol, is increasing. And you're just not always aware of it because your attention is directed elsewhere. And so for me, being neurodivergent, that adds irritation, and then the chronic pain. We also think wearing shoes themselves can make that chronic pain worse. So there are times where that can, you know, cause issues with my emotional regulation. And one thing that fixes it is as simple as removing the shoe. And that doesn't fix it entirely by any means. Oh, no. Like, I'm not saying it's like, oh, it's a magical potion. Like, life is a lot more complicated than that. Health is a lot more complicated than that. But those were the reasons why shoes are a bad thing. So you have to think of where you're starting from with chronic pain and with your own stress level. And I am using myself as an example because I understand myself, but I think other people who are neurodivergent or struggle with chronic pain or struggle health issues can use what I'm talking about myself as an example to kind of reflect on themselves. So if you're somebody that's in a lot of pain and putting a shoe on is something that makes it worse, think about that doubling. So you go from one cookie, which being a bad thing, one cookie equal being a lot of pain. So you go from having one cookie to then that's doubled. Now you have two, which a cookie may not be a good example, but I don't want to use something bad as an example. Like, I don't want to like make you all uncomfortable to hear me say this, but I'm trying to make this an example that's not intolerable to hear, but I probably am making it so on by over-explaining. But anyway, it's like you doubled it, okay? Like, but if you started with one, but think about these as cookies, okay, you can't eat them. That's the intolerable thing. So they're just like looming over you. That's how, but you can't eat them. So now you doubled that. And so it's like, oh, you have to wait. But if you were to take your shoes off, you would have actually been able to eat two cookies. It's like, so it's going from two to negative two. And so from having two and that you can't eat and all you can sit there and watch to being able to already have eaten two cookies, it's like, it's not even like it's a step better. It's steps better, if that makes any sense. If you're imagining this like a graph, which is how I'm imagining it, but I don't know how to explain a graph if I don't have a picture. It'd be kind of cool if there was a way that we could, you know, I could draw with my pictures, for example, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So I hope that makes sense. Like, I that was a really poor example. That's an example of me being neurodivergent. I'm just like, here's some bad analogies because here's what I got. But it's not just like, oh, you're in pain and wearing shoes was just a little bit worse, or oh, it's not like it doubled. It's a lot more complicated than that, because barefooting, it doesn't just keep the pain at a neutral level. And it's not like where like wearing shoes increases, but it's also not like, oh, wearing shoes increases but barefooting just keeps them neutral. No, it's like they're moving in two opposite directions. Versus putting shoes on for me versus not wearing shoes. And I'm sorry if these examples were bad. So I hope you get the point. Is it's not just, oh, it's a little bit better to barefoot. And for other people that deal with chronic pain, but and the example I used and how being multiple steps and it's like going in different directions also applies for being neurodivergent, being overstimulated. In barefooting, sorry, my throat is so dry today. It's driving me crazy. So, you know, being neurodivergent also, it's kind of the same way. And so I'm not going to say that it's like, you know, for everybody with emotional regulation, it's going to be a cure-all. But when it's helping with my, you know, chronic pain and the cortisol levels and those overstimulation symptoms or whatever that I'm getting, that helps with my emotional regulation. Because I think most people who are neurodivergent, and there are a lot of people who are neurodivergent, that barefooting is a key thing for them. Even if they don't do it all the time, it's extremely helpful. So, oh, sorry. got a message from Audrey. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to hear from her today. She had something come up. But it's okay. I don't know. My phone's being weird, so I can't read it. Oh, yeah, and she's getting sick. Okay. Yikes. Okay, I'm not going to go into detail. But she's like, she's not dying, but gross. Just being sick is gross. I won't go into detail. Sorry. But, where's it going with this? My brain today, guys. It is a lot easier, definitely, when I have someone to base the conversation back off with. We can, you know, go back and forth. And also, if I forget something, it makes it a lot easier to get jumped straight into it. But I've noticed for myself, and and a lot of neurodivergent people I've talked to, and I'm sure if Audrey was here, she could even testify to that. It looks like there's a hand up. Okay, I'll answer it. My computer's lagging, so it might take a second for it to answer. But let me just finish my sentence real quick. Sorry, but I'm sure my point here was I'm sure if Audrey was here too, she could testify that when you're neurodivergent, your emotional regulation is often affected by overstimulation. And if shoes are a key way of how you're getting overstimulated, then that is going to affect your emotional regulation greatly. And so sometimes if you're neurodivergent, you're not always aware that shoes may be the problem or a certain thing causing you to be overstimulated is the problem, then you're just not aware that's a problem, so you don't know to fix it. Can cause your emotional regulation to be out of whack, and then you don't realize that it's not that you're necessarily just emotionally out of control. You're overstimulated, and these overstimulations can, cause issues with functioning and, you know, be trigger points, and even with having breakdowns or meltdowns, as they're usually called. Here, let me go ahead and answer this. But yeah, so. Let's see if I can get you on. And I hope that made sense. So sometimes you have to take into account that it's not just your emotions. Sometimes it is just you're overstimulated and you need to pop your shoes off. So if you're one of those people, definitely try it. Okay, I think it loaded. Is that Prue? Caller?
Hello.
Hello? Who is this calling? Hello, caller?
Oh.
Sorry.
I just asked him that like it was a phone call. I'm sorry. I thought it was Proof. He's the founder of Barefoot is Legal, and I saw there was a hand up, so I thought it was him for a second because I looked like it was his number, but I may have gotten the numbers confused. So I'm sorry. Hello? What's your name?
Well, Proof doesn't, like, call in a lot. It's just, like, so often.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I'm not as familiar with phone numbers, so I couldn't tell if it was him or not, but is this Kevin?
Yeah, it is. You got it correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but now that I heard your voice, I was like, oh, this is you. Okay, because that's why I felt stupid. I was like, sorry. I just assumed that was Proof because I didn't recognize the number. But no, you're fine. I saw you had your hand up. I will be honest, we have about, so we end at 3 p.m. Yeah, so we have about 15 minutes left. But if there's something you want to say, feel free.
Yeah, I know you had a late start to the show just because of this, that, and the third. But it's okay though, because this is the last show for 2022. You know, and we're just looking forward to more. Stuff that lies ahead in 2023.
Oh, yes, for sure.
So with New Year's basically in the next few minutes, we're looking to, I guess we want to see more stories and stuff like that. Of course, people are going to share their experiences as well as their, what's the word I'm looking for? We'll go with difficulties, because
there
are still people who are still a business, I should say, still giving people a hard time about it, which I don't really understand. No, matter of fact, this is kind of like maybe not be barefoot related, but I was watching this court show. I think it was the People's Court, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever. So the plaintiff just took her shoes off, and the judge was like, "Did you take your shoes off?" She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "No, you can't be barefoot in my courtroom. We don't allow that." I was like,
"Oh, God.
Wow."
No, that's important. In media,
you talk about national television. Like, you really need to bring that up during the case.
Your business.
Okay.
I am so tired of it. Sorry, not to interrupt you. I'm just agreeing with you. But I'm like, oh, mind your business. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah. Like I said, that did not really need to be brought up on national television, even though it was recorded. That doesn't mean anything. It just goes to show you, like, people put too much emphasis on the feet. It really, I don't mean really, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Now, of course, there are places that I would not go barefoot, i.e. like a junkyard, construction site.
Yeah, but
that's health and safety. Right, you see, I don't think I would go to the courthouse barefoot, to be honest with you. Now, of course, some people in the group has, and they were successful at it. I don't think I can do that, to be quite honest with you, especially if I got a case.
Yeah.
Or got some business to really do. That's kind of like a gray area.
Yeah. Well, another thing too, I think other people need to remember that there are other social factors that go into how people view people, unfortunately, and that even in the justice system, way more than people want to acknowledge. So we need to think about how certain people have to be a lot more conscious, whether it's a right thing or not, about how they represent themselves, especially in legal situations. Whether they're in trouble or not, or whether even if they're a victim, you know, they have to be a lot more conscious, I guess would be a good word for it, of how they present themselves so that they can be treated as they should be. While certain people don't have to worry about that, and so it's a lot easier for you to be like, well, this is my right, like, I can barefoot, it's a right, than it is for certain people that are already targeted. And I don't know. Depending on the situation, I just think in general we need to stop judging is my point, and like realize that there's so many more factors that go into the thing. And people also have preferences. Sorry, continue.
Well, it's like talk a whole lot about the whole the safety thing, you know, especially in stores, because some of these employees don't even know their own store policy. You know, they like to make up some phantom policy. They want to say, oh, it's corporate policy, or it's federal law, which, you know, that's crazy. So
it is not. It's a lot of bullcrap.
Yeah. I think I brought it up on the show before. If it's such a safety issue, right, that I have to wear shoes, why not tell me to wear a helmet, gloves, maybe some shoulder pads or knee pads or stuff like that? So why?
Yeah.
I'm not obligated to wear that for my safety. You know.
Yeah.
So if I'm walking down the aisle of a grocery store and somebody and one of the employees, let's say they're on a ladder, putting something on the top shelf, and I was already told by somebody that I needed shoes on, but they end up dropping something off that top shelf and it clocks me on the head and I'm bleeding. You as a store manager, what are you going to tell me then? You know, what exactly are you going to tell me? You told me that to put on shoes for my safety, but your employee dropped something on my head and I'm bleeding.
Do I need a helmet? Do I need a helmet? I get what you're saying.
But how about the other excuse? If you cut your foot, we're liable. Okay, I could cut my hand on the same shelf. So how are you gonna be liable if I cut my foot, but you're not liable if I cut my hand?
Or I think you mean.
Go ahead. I'm just thinking outside the box.
No, I get it. And no, I get what you mean. Like, where it's like, yes, you assume personal liability for your safety when you go into a store, but everyone does. But that doesn't mean that if you step on something and it hurt your foot, that, oh, you're liable. If the company already knew about it and neglected it, they're liable. Now, if you broke something yourself and then stepped on it, yeah, okay, you can be considered liable because you're the one that broke it and you hurt yourself. But if there was broken glass and they knew about it and they didn't clean it up quickly or put signs out or whatever and just left it there, that is neglect. Neglect has nothing to do with whether or not someone's wearing shoes. Because, well, think about it. If, you know, I'm trying to think of a good example, but like flip-flops, yeah. If there's glass and, you know, that's going to go straight through a flip-flop. So what good was that?
Well, actually, I can give you here's a good example. Okay, my apartment complex, right? I go to use their gym very, very often. One of the I was on the elliptical, and I was doing it. I took my shoes off to do the elliptical. One of the complex managers was talking about, you need to put your shoes on. If you get hurt, it's on us. Right. So now I'm looking at their rule.
Uh-huh.
Right? The rules say, okay, you gotta wear appropriate attire, right? But under that it says use at your own risk.
Okay.
Now remind you, this is the gym with all the machines, whoever the hell put it in. The thing says use at your own risk. So that means that whatever liability that they think they have is not on them. They're free and clear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I saw on this court show.
Uh-huh.
It was called personal injury court or whatever. So this lady in the grocery store, right? She spilled some sour cream or some crap on the floor, right? So I don't know if she.
Yeah.
Contacted one of the employees and whatnot, right? So she circled around the store, came 20 minutes later, came back to that same spot, slipped and fell, took the freaking store to court, and she somehow won her case. No, and like that, and that was her fault that she dropped it on the floor, and she came back around and slipped on the same spot that she dropped the sour cream. I don't know how the judge even ruled in her favor. You know, okay, I get that. Okay, well, some employees should have saw it. They should have cleaned up immediately. You know what I'm saying? But I had to side with the store owner. That's not his fault that she slipped on a mess that she made. They had the nerve to take him to court. Was it due negligence on your part?
I mean, it'd be one thing if she already notified them and then they neglected it, and then later, after quite a bit of time had passed, she slipped in it. But if I don't know. It's calm.
I don't know either. I'm just trying to figure that process. She should have never won her case, like never.
Anyway,
Miss Phoenix, we are almost out of time for this last edition of the show. And we gotta make way for the next show if they decide to come.
And the next show will be starting right at 3. We were already planning on starting the show, like, I think half an hour shorter anyway, with it being New Year's Eve. But
I thought the show would have been canceled.
And Audrey got sick, so I was a little all over the place with my brain today. Anyway, but it was good having you talk. We can definitely talk more in the future. I know Audrey and I definitely have a lot more we're trying to get together to put out for starting the new year. But grounding and barefooting is definitely a big thing right now, and definitely do my whatever's right for you, whatever that is. Remember, barefoot is legal. There are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. But it was really great having you, Kevin. So I'm going to finish wrapping up the show. But it was great talking with you. So take care.
You take care, Ms. Phoenix. And remember, be healthy and stay barefoot. Happy Barefoot New Year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too. So, we are at the 90-second count, guys. So, everyone, keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. Remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. You can find us on Instagram at Real Barefoot Is Legal. And on Facebook is Barefoot Is Legal, and you can find us at barefootislegal.org. You can find us on TikTok at Barefoot Is Legal 2, as in the number 2. Just keep living your best barefoot lifestyle, guys. And remember that whatever is right for you is what's right for you. I know it's cold, but here we had it's actually warmer for winter time, so I was able to make the most of it. I didn't get to talk too much about it, but maybe I'll talk on my story later. And we have that shared to Barefoot Is Legal. But Audrey did get a post up on the Instagram yesterday, so you can go check that out. But remember to check out our Facebook and to like, comment, and share so that we can get the extra funding from Facebook for our business page, and that is Barefoot Is Legal, the business page on Facebook that we get extra funding. So, and that helps us out as a nonprofit organization to be able to put out more resources. Take care, guys. Thank you for listening. Welcome in this new year with great intentions. And stay safe.